If you haven't tried G2G protein bars, today is the day. Find them in the refrigerated section at Costco, your local grocer, or at G2Gbar.com. Incredible taste and packed with protein. They are perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Check them out today.
It's time to get the inside scoop on the Utah Jazz.
From the play-by-play voice of the Jazz, David Locke.
Sweet revenge!
Presented by Murdoch Auto Group. Ow! On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
JJ and Alex, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Jeremiah Jensen, Stevenson, Sylvester. We're into the 5 o'clock hour, and it's time to look ahead to the offseason as it begins. With the voice of the Utah Jazz, that is The Cut at 5 o'clock.
It's time for the biggest story of the day. This is What Made the Cut with JJ and Alex on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Time for our weekly visit with the voice of the Utah Jazz. David Locke joins us live. Locke, how you doing?
I'm good. Do I get to call a game tomorrow or anything?
Well, that was last week, buddy.
Yeah. How hard? And before we get into things, how hard? We touched on a little bit last week, but how hard is it right now when you suddenly you're preparing every day for the next game or what's sitting in front of you, and right now you don't have a game to prepare for?
It's just weird. I mean, it's. I don't know that while you're in it, you're completely aware of how much, I mean, I am, but you finish a game and you immediately start thinking about the next one and how, you know, what you're going to be able to, how you're going to call it, what you're going to do, what's important about it. You just immediately, you know, Ron and I are on a plane. We're immediately watching the team we're playing's last game. And then I'm driving home from the plane flight from San Francisco the other day or Sunday. And I'm like, realized that my brain literally had nothing to think about. Like, it was really weird. It happens the same thing every year, and then on Monday I sleep. Like, I slept most of the day. Like, you just turn off. It's like the 7.5 month adrenaline rush is over.
Well, now we have the off season to look forward to, and I'm sure that's going to occupy your thoughts on what's next for this franchise. It's exciting to think about the possibilities and the uncertainty of not knowing what they are. But I love Danny Ainge yesterday taking 40 minutes with Jazz Media to take questions and kind of give us a perspective on where the Jazz are in the front office. What stood out? I'll start with this first. What stood out to you about what Danny Ainge said on Tuesday?
Well, I thought there were two things that were biggest to me. One was his kind of claim that, hey, there's no plan because you just don't know what's going to happen. So you can have a plan that we're going to do this and that, but it's not how the world works. The other one I thought was really interesting was a question David James asked him about, well, if you're going to like lose the last 25 of 30, why didn't you just do it all year? And his answer was basically, well, if we just, you know, got the roster and then one or two of these marquee players or, you know, big game hunting, as he called it, become available and we acquire them, we're still 3 or 4 years away. But if you have Lauri Markkanen and Jordan Clarkson and Colin Sexton and Kelly Olynyk in the year started, some of these other players on your roster, and one of these or two of these players become available and you make them use your assets and make the move, well, then you actually have players with them that can help you win and really help. And you can make the next step as a franchise. But if you empty the roster and have just young players, and then you go sign, well, you're probably 500. And you're still really relying on the young players to come around. So I thought that was a really interesting comment that I had not heard anyone specifically say prior to this, that that's a little – so as much as Danny was kind of like, there's no plan. Like, because, you know, you can he gave the great story about, hey, you know, you can talk to me about a plan, but our plan was to draft Kevin – Durant. We were the second worst team in the NBA. We lost 19 straight. We're going to draft Kevin Durant. And then we got fifth. We got screwed in the lottery. We went to 5. Well, there goes that plan. So that's not a plan. And so his kind of point is there's no plan. We're going to be available and have optionality when it happens. But underneath that, I thought he revealed that maybe there is a little bit more of a plan. And what that plan is that we want to have enough talent around here so that if one or two of these players becomes available, we can hit the ground running and not be still 3 or 4 years away.
Yeah, I love the candor, and he also mentioned that they were close on a deal. I thought that was really transparent. I mean, they're actively trying to make this happen.
Do you think?
I think that makes sense.
Is he the caliber player that you'd want?
That would have been a massive
addition.
That's he's you know, Locke, you'll back this up. I mean, Drew Holiday's character is through the roof. He's I mean, look what's happened to the Bucks since he left. Is that fair enough?
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
well, same as
I mean, if you had Drew Holiday, you probably maybe look at the Pascal Siakam, OG Anunoby sweepstakes a little differently too.
Absolutely.
Right? So now all of a sudden, like, oh, we have Lowry, Markin, we have Drew Holiday. If we had Pascal Siakam or we had OG, well, we're really pretty good now. We're probably not great, but we're pretty good. You might look at some of these other, you know, I have a fun one I'm playing around with. I don't really mean it seriously, but this is a good example. So I don't know that you would do this, but the two players most likely to get traded that are good are Trae Young and Karl-Anthony Towns. Trae Young because they're probably going to move one of those two, and Karl-Anthony Towns because of the fact that they have a money problem.
Yeah.
So they're both mercurial in different ways, and they got issues, and I'm not – but just using Danny's analogy for a minute. So if you were to – if the Jazz were to trade for Trae Young and Karl-Anthony Towns using a bunch of their assets to do it and not trade Lowry, it's a pretty good team.
Yeah.
Right? It's three of the top 30 players in the – three of the top 35 players in the league on your roster. There aren't a lot of teams that have that. We'd be top five in the league offensively tomorrow. Like, immediately. You're winning 50 games immediately if you're top five in the league offensively. I mean, Indiana was 47 this year, but you're in that range. So that's an example, I think, where – and you could probably do those two deals without giving up Lowry. If you give Lowry an extension, Minnesota doesn't actually want the extension because they want to get off the money. And so, you know, now you suddenly have a roster that, you know, you may have to give up, you know, you're going to have to give up something, but you may not have to give up Lowry. And so then you start to now you're just building your roster around the fringes here and seeing what else you can do. And now you're pretty close, right? You're not 3 or 4 years away. You're a few pieces, you're minor pieces away at that point. Like, I'm not sure I like that deal. There's all sorts of problems with it. You're probably 28th in the league defensively.
Yeah, I was
and
like,
you
do
have
you like
some
Cat?
Funky dudes. But like, well, I do like being, I do think you have to be top five in the league at either offensively or defensively.
Right.
And I do think Trae Young's a walking top 10 offense, and the Cat's really incredible offensively. I mean, they're funky dudes. Like, there's some – I got it. Like, but I don't hate it, actually. I kind of think that's – like, I actually don't like – if I was just talking about this one specifically, and this is not being talked about. This is not being rumored. This, I just made this up by literally the fact that these are the two players most likely people talk about being moved. I actually like it if you did both. I don't like if you did either.
Both, not either. Okay.
That'd be something. Your point is great, though. I think that's exactly what to keep an eye on is there are some teams in this league that are in a money crunch. Mm-hmm. You have teams that are going to go in this postseason. They're going to have a disappointing postseason. How many of these teams are going to do what the Jazz did a couple years ago to break things up? The idea that right now it doesn't feel like anything's there. We see in the NBA how quickly that can change, and something could pop up, Locke.
Yeah, I mean, Minnesota loses in the first round. They've got a money crunch and a no playoff wins.
Yeah.
That's
And an ownership transition, it sounds like that the new ownership wants to scale down the amount of money they're spending.
Yeah, or that Glenn Taylor is really good working the media and threw that out there so that he could get public on his side. Yeah,
or that.
Yeah.
A lot of exciting things. Anything else that Danny said that really stood out to you that you thought was really important as we get in the offseason?
I thought he mentioned Johnny Juzang's name inordinately more than he should have for a player of that caliber, so he clearly likes him. I thought that Chris Dunn mentioned a kind of a guy you want on your team who's just tough was interesting to me, particularly just with his track record of holding on to certain players. And Danny likes toughness. I thought he was really cuttingly frank about where the team sits in regards to Houston, Golden State, and LA, when he basically said, I don't think we're as good as any of those teams. I thought that was a pretty big comment.
Yeah.
What other notes do I have for my good old Danny Ainge comments here? It's not plan A, plan B, or plan C to have six kids under 20 years old next year on our roster.
Interesting as we approach the draft.
I thought the most important comment he made was that we're going to be going about winning and getting players to start winning. And if we can't pull that off between now and, you know, in July, then maybe we'll have to change. Right. So like, you can have all the intentions of what you want to do, but if you can't pull it off, then maybe we will have six, you know, then maybe we are at plan D, E, or F, and you have six kids under 20 and you are winning 18 games and you are playing for Cooper Flack. Like, I don't know. So I think there's no plan. Like, it's all on the plate.
No doubt about it. It's going to be a fascinating offseason to watch that all play out. But I know, as just a fan of the NBA, you've got to be extremely excited to watch this playoffs. The play-in was already awesome last night. Your thoughts on what you saw last night?
Yeah, that was great. I mean, obviously, it does feel as though that's the death of the dynasty. I don't know if it truly is, but Clay and Draymond slipped a lot this year, but Steph did too. Like, my dad on Steph is not great. And I love Steph more than anything in the world, but he really slipped from an elite offensive player to no longer being an elite offensive player. Or, you know, still great, but he slipped. So they've hit a real crunch there in Golden State, to not make the playoffs and to finish, you know, they finished 10th in the West. Let's be honest. That's a problem. I watched the final five, or actually 8 minutes of almost every close game this year. I got a little lazy in the middle of the year, but almost every close game I watched the final 8 minutes of. It's just a great way to prep for future games. It's also super fun to like watch that kind of basketball. The most dominating performance I saw a year long was near the end of the year in the final 7 minutes. Zion Williamson against Phoenix. He guarded Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant, and Devin Booker in that stretch. He blocked 3 shots, 2 of them from behind off glass. He scored, I think, 11 points in that 7 minutes. It was the most dominating 7 minutes I've seen by any player all year long. And he showed last night before his hamstring that for a game. Like, he was the beast last night. Obviously, the hamstring is too bad, and Oklahoma City is the luckiest franchise I've ever been around in my whole life. It makes me sick to my stomach, and I want to puke.
I know why that makes you sick to your stomach.
I mean, they just got either Sacramento, who's not good right now.
Yeah.
I know they won last night, but they're not good right now without Kevin Herter and Malik Monk, or they got New Orleans without Zion. Like, how – just because Denver, like, butchered a game against San Antonio, how lucky can you be?
Yeah, they've been playing the Lakers
ill.
Right now. Yeah.
It's crazy. Well, how lucky have they been with the draft? I mean, just everything's working for that franchise.
Right.
It is very frustrating
to watch. We can give them some credit, but like, what happens if Orlando had taken Chet Holmgren instead of Paolo Banchero?
Right.
Then they'd just be okay. They wouldn't be great. Like, Chet Holmgren's great. That was like, Chet Holmgren was the changer. You know, they did a great job of drafting Jalen Williams 12th. Why couldn't somebody else done it first? Anybody but OKC.
Yeah, and that's what the Jazz, no matter what the Jazz do, that's a franchise that's set for the next decade, right? I mean, what you got to compete with that for the next decade. It's a good young team with a lot of assets.
Well, last time, Sly, we were on, we went through the Western Conference. It's like the scariest thing ever. The top six players, if you were going to start a franchise tomorrow, the top six players are all in the Western Conference.
That's great, right? As far as competition, as a fan, it's great. As a fan, that's great, but it's crazy. You know, my guy, A.E., you know, for Anthony Edwards.
Sly, Danny Ainge on line two. Danny Ainge is on line two for you. He'd like to talk to you about calling that great.
Oh, well, as I said, as a fan.
It's great for an NBA fan. It's not great for a Jazz Ooh. Front office that's got to compete
no,
with that.
No, they got to deal
There's
with
no
that.
Doubt about that.
But I mean, you know what? I think Danny Ainge is a guy that's like, bring it on.
No, sure.
No doubt
I mean,
about
if you
it.
Want the most daunting... You want, like, the most daunting, like, thought. So the six best players in the NBA over the next 10 years are all in the West right now. The three franchises that are aging are arguably the top three or four free agent destinations in the NBA. Right?
Yeah.
So, like, the Warriors are aging. That's probably destination number one or two in the NBA. The Lakers are aging. That's destination number one in the NBA. The Clippers are aging. That might turn out to be the number one spot
with
the NBA with
the
new
building.
Sure.
For sure.
Okay. The Spurs have Victor. The Wolves have Ant. The Thunder have Shea and Chet. The Nuggets have Jokic. The Mavericks have Doncic.
Suns?
the Suns have Booker, mm-hmm. the Pelicans have Zion, Portland and Utah, and Houston, good luck.
And I saw some stuff from Jalen Green that has me excited about right. the Rockets. Prince Sengun. I mean,
if he can stay clear, he's going to be a talent for sure. He's
so
got a good promise.
It just gets harder and harder. So it's going to be fascinating to see what the Jazz counter with that. I want to dig into the Warriors real quick because it's an interesting study. What are they going to do? Because they have these guys that I know they have a lot of sentimental attachment to. The cold hard thing to do would be to find a way to move Steph, Clay, and Draymond, but I can't see them doing it. What should the Warriors do? What do you think they're going to do?
I think you let Clay, you offer Clay a contract, and if he can get more somewhere else, he goes somewhere else. But you have to offer him a contract.
Yeah.
And then, frankly, I think you let your fans come in and see Clay and Steph and Draymond for another few years.
Phase out.
It's a Kobe Bryant situation, right?
And you might have some sprained ankles and shoulder impingements and various other injuries at different times of the season. And then the final 15 games of the year, even more so. And go get some draft picks and rebuild it while you still have Steph and Draymond there as, you know, things for the players, for the fans to love and admire.
I'd say get him out of there. I'd keep Steph. See, that's my.
Steph is not. I don't think. I mean, we'd have to really decide. But Steph slipped enough that he's not capable of being
Steph
anymore. I don't think.
Yeah.
See, that's where I disagree.
And then it just
though.
Becomes a situation with your Lakers slide right. where Kobe Bryant's at the end of his career right. and he's taken up so much cap space that you can't go out and rebuild at the level you need to. So you just ride it out until he's done.
And then
because he's Kobe, you show him that respect. I think the Warriors are going to do the same thing with Steph.
And then 2 years later, you sign a LeBron.
It's the Lakers. And Locke, you're right. I mean, the Warriors could rebuild quickly once they have the cap space. But as long as those guys are there, that's not going to happen. It's going to be really interesting to watch that play out with the Warriors and how that impacts the West. Locke, thanks so much. Appreciate it. The offseason is going to be fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited about it, and I can't wait to find out what the Jazz do next to counter all of this. The West has never been better, and it's going to be tough, but I look forward to seeing what moves they make to get better and be able to compete.
Here's a thought for you. The following teams very well could be out of the playoffs at the end of the first round. Well, Golden State, we know. New Orleans was pretty good. Sacramento, who was everyone, Phoenix, Lakers, Clippers, or Dallas.
Jeez.
Those teams are not making it out of the first, could very well not be making it out of the first round of the playoffs.
Brutal.
I mean, what we thought about it.
But the stakes every night in these playoff series,
is
the
tremendous.
Clash. We were talking earlier, the Nuggets Lakers series, and I can't see the Lakers pulling that off. But that's not a pushover. Like 10, 15 years ago, a 2 seed playing a 7 seed is an overwhelming favorite. That's a little different dynamic, right?
Right.
I mean, this is what the NBA wants, right? This is the NBA's built this parity. We've had different champions. If we hadn't had the bubble. If we hadn't had the bubble where Durant went to Golden State, we'd have had really different champions for about 7-8 straight years.
Right. Nuts.
It'll be fascinating. Enjoy the time off, Locke. I know you deserve it. And we'll check back soon, but I can't wait to see how this all develops, and it's going to be great to get your analysis.
Yes,
appreciate
sir.
You.
Talk to you guys soon.
That's the voice of the Utah Jazz, David Locke, right here on JJ and Alex. Every week, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Real quick before we go to break, a lot of that stuff you heard there was really fascinating. What are you taking away from that? What was the most interesting thing for you?
For me and everything that we talked about is just how crazy the Western Conference is.
That's exactly what it is.
Right? Because Jazz, we're building. But what are you building in? Right? The future is here. The future is here. You talked about Chet Holmgren, Oklahoma City, New Orleans, Minnesota. You're talking about all of these teams. The Aaron Fox in Sacramento. the future is already here. So we're trying to build to compete with what's already here. Houston, right? Houston was almost vying for that 10th spot. You know, they got their first year together. They look like they're building something over there, right? Like, the future is already here, and we're trying to build to compete with that. And so that's crazy. But, you know, I don't think that there's anybody else who can do that besides a Magic Johnson, maybe, than Danny Ainge to be able to put something together, foresee this, and make this happen. He's got his coach. You got a couple young players right now. You got your star in Laurie. Build. And I don't think there's anybody else who can put the pieces together to make that happen than Danny Ainge.
Outside of the Blazers, Grizzlies, and maybe the Warriors if they have massive change.
Ja Morant, yeah.
Well, that's there you go. Like you said, I was going through the list. The Grizzlies get a healthy Ja Morant back next year, and hopefully his head's straight.
They were a completely different team with him.
And they could be right back in the mix.
Right.
They were the 2 seed last year. So the West is absolutely insane, and the Jazz have the tough task of trying to build a winner while at the same time having to deal with this, and it is crazy hard. But Ryan Smith and Danny Ainge and Justin Zanuck have made a commitment, and they're going to do everything they can to pull it off. It's going to be really fascinating to see what they do to try to make it happen here coming up starting this offseason. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, the NFL Blitz. You'll never hear a show here where we don't do football on JJ and Alex, and we're going to do it next. The NFL Blitz is next on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
If you haven't tried G2G protein bars, today is the day. Find them in the refrigerated section at Costco, your local grocer, or at G2GBar.com. Incredible taste and packed with protein. They are perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Check them out today.
Out of it.
All the latest news and notes from the league and the locals in the NFL. JJ and Alex bring you the NFL Blitz on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Oh, that sound brings me so much peace.
I did not set my alarm clock up.
You got to get that done. That's a great way to wake up in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I got those Googles now, so I can just tell it.
Hey, Google, play some NFL films.
Play NFL films as my alarm clock from now on. Okay, Sly, we got you. Be perfect.
And add a little John Facenda to that.
The autumn wind.
Love the NFL. It's the NFL Blitz. Before we get to that, I got a couple things I got to say. Golfers, don't miss the Uinta Multi-Vendor Demo Day happening this Saturday at Mulligan's Golf and Games. This is your chance to try out the new releases from all the major golf manufacturers and register to win free prizes. It's happening this Saturday at Mulligan's Golf and Games. You win a golf, unmatched service, unmatched expertise. And how about this? Join Hans and Scotty this Friday at Spa Trouvé in Highland, located at 5455 West, 110th North. Stop in and say hi. They will be broadcasting live from 12 to 3 this Friday. Be an interesting day to be on the radio on Friday. Let me just say that.
A great day. Freaky Fridays. This is going to be a Freaky Friday.
It's going to be a Freaky Friday in Salt Lake City.
Friday.
Can't wait for it. All right. NFL Blitz. Let's blitz through this stuff. The Kelseys just have a way of keeping themselves in the headlines, even in the summertime.
Who's winning at life more than these guys?
That's unbelievable. Like, they just absolutely own.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva! Viva!
No.
Las Vegas!
Apparently, you got to fight for the right to be a game show host, because that's what Travis Kelce is going to do. How about this? So Travis Kelce is going to host Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? His first TV series role.
It's going to be great. I actually love the concept.
Does Kelce have to answer the questions too? Because that would be great.
He's getting teed up. He's getting teed up. And of course, you know, they're not going to make the celebrities look terrible. But I think it's funny because you'd be surprised some people just don't know things. Some of the things that we think is just the basics, just like the fifth graders, like, how do they know this stuff?
Yeah. Because they don't have bills to pay. Like
random facts. Yeah, bills. Yeah,
they don't have a job they got to go to.
Right, adulting here sucks.
Yeah, they don't have to. They don't have to take care of the kids that are smart, because all the kids have to do is be smart.
Right.
Good for those kids.
And they have Googles. We didn't have Google growing up.
Well, that's why kids aren't as smart as they used to be. Instead of learning it on your own by reading, they just ask Google if they don't know something. Hey, Google.
I know, but everything's memory basis. If
what's
Google
10
tells
plus
me,
5?
All right.
Come on, bro. Hey, Google, what's the weather going to be like today?
We did give the nephew the phone the other day. He's like, if you can spell it on Amazon, you can do it, right? Guess what he does? He pressed the microphone button. It was like, hey. And lo and behold, he figured it out that way. So I'm just like, gosh, dang it.
How about that?
Right.
All right, so adult contestants will be answering sixth grade level questions. We all know the premise. We've seen the series before in the past. Well, was it Jeff Foxworthy that used to do it? Man, we've come a long way. From Jeff Foxworthy to Travis Kelce. But Amazon has ordered 20 episodes of the show, hosted by the Super Bowl champ, and they're going to feature some famous faces, they say. So there you go. Travis Kelce will host Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Now, Jason. Man, Jason's crazy. This is a hilarious story. So, Jason Kelce, you saw him at the Super Bowl. Probably had a little bit too much to drink. So you can only imagine what Jason Kelce is capable of when he's had too much. So he won a Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles. And it was an unbelievable... I was there beating the Patriots. It was a big deal for the city of Philadelphia. It's historic. They were waiting so long for this. So Jason Kelce gets his Super Bowl ring, the only Super Bowl ring that he has, and he lost it. Guess where he lost his Super Bowl ring? In Pool of Skyline Chili?
That's the most East Coast thing I've
okay,
heard.
I got to hear the story. Sly, you're in the league. You know, you have friends, teammates. Maybe you even have some crazy stories you're not going to say on the air. Can you top that one? He didn't just lose it in a bowl of Skyline Chili. He lost it in a pool of Skyline Chili.
That's the most Kelce East Coast thing I think I've heard. He's from Ohio, right? So, like...
Okay, here's the story. You want to hear the story?
Yes, of course. Gotta hear it.
Okay. So, he, along with his brother Travis, held what was called the Great Lumbaby Games at the University of Cincinnati. The competition between athletes and academics involved a game wherein competitors dove into pools of Skyline Chili. Unfortunately for Kelce, contestants weren't the only ones taking a dip in the chili. Kelce said he lost his ring in one of the pools, and now it's gone forever.
What's crazy is that your Super Bowl ring is sacred. Like, you don't wear that out. Why does he even have that around a pool of chili? That's the one that's the most bizarre thing. If you have like 8 of them, like Tom Brady, okay, I lost one. But you're only in your first one? In chili? Definitely a headline.
I mean, it's sitting in a landfill somewhere. I can't imagine. Like, he's like, I can't find it. Somebody help me. And everyone's like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I'm not getting in there.
I'm not opening my eyes down there.
Forget about it. I forget about it. The ring is gone. He's trying to get a new one. Not sure yet if the insurance company is actually going to cover his loss. So, yes, 6-time Pro Bowler Jason Kelce, Super Bowl champion, lost his ring in a pool of chili. Are you kidding me? Wow. Bill Belichick to co-host Pat McAfee's NFL Draft Show on ESPN.
Huh.
Will you watch it?
I'm on both sides. As one, I know Belichick is witty, right? He can have some good puns. He's funny at times. But then again, you see his press conferences and you're just like, come on, man. Say more than yes.
He could surprise us all.
Well, Pat McAfee can talk for 10 people.
Yeah, but, I mean, you've got to have a a certain energy about you to be on Pat McAfee's show. And to be with Pat McAfee, you can't just sit there like a bump on a log.
Maybe that's Pat McAfee's, you know, strength, skill set. He can bring that out of you. Because one, here's the thing. You hear Belichick literally ramble on. I remember a press conference, I think it was this past year. He went on for 12 to 15 minutes on a basic question. So he can talk if he wants to.
Oh, for sure. But is it interesting outside of the hardcore football mind?
To be determined.
Can you think of a crazier
football nerd?
Yeah.
Football nerd, you might geek out at it.
Yeah, maybe.
He's been around for 40 plus years. Broncos 80s. I can't wait for him to hear a Broncos story.
I can't imagine Pat McAfee sitting there doing his thing and their whole crew's doing their thing. And they toss it to Coach Belichick and he's like, let's move on to Cleveland.
He should be a character on Family Guy. Boston.
Oh, Bill Belichick co-hosting with Pat McAfee an NFL draft show on ESPN. Oh boy, it's going to be interesting. I'm going to watch it just out of, I call it morbid curiosity.
Me too.
That's an interesting pairing too, right? I mean, I know they were on TV today. You can go back and watch it. You can go on YouTube and watch McAfee's show today. And Jimmy Butler just went down with a knee injury in the playing game.
Yeah, it didn't look good.
Sorry, I got a little distracted there. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's up and walking around.
Jimmy's tough. But man, that was a crazy grimace.
He's no Zion Williamson. He'll be back in the game and ready to go.
Right. That part.
Oh, snap. Did I just say that out loud?
We were all thinking it. Well, you said it.
He's back at the free throw line. He's got like no ACL right now. Jimmy Butler, no ACL, makes a free throw. And the Miami Heat take the lead 23-22 with 1.5 seconds left in the first quarter. Jimmy Butler is tough as nails, man. Like, that's a guy I want on my team. The Jazz could find a player like that because they grow on trees, right? Just Jimmy Butler's just, man, he's a dude.
Yeah, he is.
We got a little NBA and the NFL blitz today. My bad. But
he's going to walk it off. Look at him.
It is happening right now. 23-22. Miami leads the Philadelphia 76ers in the first quarter of their 7-8 play-in tournament game. That is your NFL blitz for this Wednesday. We got to take a break. When we come back, it's best and worst. Worst to an NBA player banned for life. We'll tell you why next. JJ and Alex, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
And now, a look at traffic from the KSL Traffic Center.
Heads up for the Utah-Wyoming border this afternoon.
On Kia, Subaru, Chevy, Jeep, Dodge, or Ram. Visit Doug Smith dealerships in American Fork and Spanish Fork. Great service starts with know-how, and nobody knows how like Doug. All right, it's best and worst, but first, we got to hit that breaking news sounder. Okay. Our good friend John Gambadoro at Arizona Sports, our sister station in Phoenix, he's been right on all of this stuff with the Coyotes and their impending move, and he just reported this on Twitter. Breaking: the sale of the Coyotes to Ryan Smith has been approved, subject to the Board of Governors' approval tomorrow. So there's a little update. This is not a shock. He shoots, he scores.
So stop saying the potential stuff, JJ. No more potentials.
There you go.
This is a surefire. Surefire. No
let me
potential.
Just say this. Something's happening tomorrow. Just so be prepared for that. And then something's going to happen on Friday. Be prepared for that. I can't say any more than that. But this is a historic week.
Holding out on us?
I am holding out. This is a historic week for Utah sports.
Love it.
So if you're excited about this, you're going to get one thing of good news after another. So again, John Gambadoro reporting the sale of the Coyotes to Ryan Smith has been approved, subject to the Board of Governors approval tomorrow. Don't be surprised if there's a press conference tomorrow. Not here in Arizona. So the Coyotes last game is tonight in Arizona. We are there. KSL Sports is there. Sam Farnsworth and our producer, Matt Glade, are there. Kyle Ireland is there for KSLSports.com. So join them for coverage tonight, 6 and 10. Sam's live here in about 20 minutes, so he'll have some more of an update on that. So there you go. There's your update on NHL to Utah. It is happening. Real quick, best and worst. Caitlin Clark fans may have to wait more than half the season if they want to get her WNBA jersey. They ran out. They sold out on draft night, and they know what they're doing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like you're thinking like somebody that you're sitting there right now is like, wait a minute. They knew she's going to be a star, and we've known she was joining the WNBA for like 6 weeks or 2 months. Why didn't they have the jerseys ready? Because we knew that she was going to get drafted by the Indiana Fever.
That's a good accent, JJ.
Thank you.
I like that.
It's called supply and demand, and the people who make the jerseys know that
you have to build demand.
The lower the supply and the higher the demand, the more expensive the jerseys are.
It's just like getting in the club. You know, I know you know a lot about this. You know, you get in the club, the line outside is long, right? You're like, oh, it must be jumping inside.
Uh-huh.
Let's stop. Let's go here. You get inside. You're like, where's everybody at?
They were just making you stand in the cold all day.
Yeah. Just
thanks
terrible.
A lot,
I mean, I
bro.
Wasn't standing in the cold. You know, I got access. Or
thanks
I
a lot, bouncer,
or
bro.
I ain't going out. Get me hooked up or I ain't going out. And so, like, and that's exactly what it is. I mean, you sell enough. You know, build that demand up and say, oh, and then soon as it happens, you know, they build it up all summer. And then soon as it is released again, everybody's going to have to be like, last chance. Oh, there's only five left. It's like Black Friday shopping. It's crazy.
Yeah. So there's your best. Our worst, Toronto Raptors player Jontay Porter was banned for life from the NBA on Wednesday after a league probe found he disclosed confidential information to sports bettors and wagered on games, even betting on the Raptors to lose.
Smart guy.
Wow. So now we know why he's banned for life. It is funny, though, Sly, the hypocrisy in the NBA doing this. While trying to claim that this is unethical and you can't do this, they're taking money from FanDuel and all these other places that are like, you're in bed with the gambling institution and then you're going to ban a player because he's using the same products that you're pushing.
Right.
So I saw this funny tweet, and this is great. This guy tweeted out after he's quote tweeting the Woj bomb that Porter had been banned for life for gambling. He said, Jonte Porter's lifetime ban from the NBA is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Use promo code PORTERBANNED to get $150 in bonus bets.
That's so true.
This is so hypocrisy.
It's wild. It's wild.
This is just hypocrisy from the NBA. Like, you can't. And the NFL did the same thing with Calvin Ridley. I mean, they gave him a harsher punishment than dudes that are that have committed domestic violence. And it's like, what are you doing here? Because it has nothing to do with what's right. It has to do with what has everything to do with their business.
And what message are they trying to send?
Not mess with the league. Don't mess with our money. That's what this is all about.
Right.
It's not about
our money.
It's not morality. This is not morality here. This is about our money and our image and
exactly.
our league.
Exactly.
Don't compromise the integrity of our league. The same reason the NFL did it to Calvin Ridley is why they're doing this to Jonte Porter. And it's obviously, you can't do what he did. I get it. Yeah. A lifetime ban for a league that's in bed with all these gambling sites? Very hypocritical.
He's a sacrifice that they can make.
Yep, because he's not a star player. Come on, NBA. It's just gross all around. That's a wrap for that segment. Best and worst. I hate ending on the worst, but that is a fascinating story, and the hypocrisy of it is pretty crazy as well.
Right.
All right, we got more to come. JJ and Alex, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.